Elise Stefanik to join GOP hearing to highlight the crime crisis caused by failed far-left Democrat policies. By Hannah Blow on April 13, 2023. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, is joining her Republican colleagues for the upcoming hearing in New York City, which will shine a light on victims of violent crime in anti-Trump District Attorney Alvin Bragg's Manhattan. House Judiciary Republicans announced the upcoming hearing on Monday, which will focus on victims of violent crime in New York City, on Bragg's turf. The event is expected to take place Monday, April 17, 2023, at 9 a.m. Eastern at the Javits Federal Building. On Thursday, Stefanik, a New Yorker, announced she would participate in the hearing as well. "I am honored to join the House Judiciary Committee for Monday's hearing in my home state of New York to highlight the crime crisis caused by failed far-left Democrat policies," the Congresswoman said in an emailed statement. "With New Yorkers continuing to feel unsafe and leaving the city and state in record numbers, I look forward to holding Democrats accountable for their failure to prosecute crimes and instead engage in illegal political witch hunts against their political opponents," she added. Republicans announced the hearing after Bragg announced charges against former President Donald Trump, alleging that the former president repeatedly and fraudulently falsified New York business records to conceal crimes that hid damaging information from the voting public during the 2016 presidential election. Trump has since vowed to fight the witch hunt and pled not guilty to all 34 counts. Prior to that formal announcement, Republicans requested testimony from Bragg as part of an investigation into the unprecedented abuse of authority against Trump. Bragg, who has allowed crime to run rampant in Manhattan, refused to cooperate. As Breitbart News reported, Bragg has built his career, leading up to his targeting of Trump, by turning a blind eye to actual crime, actively downgrading felony charges, and refusing to prosecute felonies in his own city. In 2022, Bragg's office refused to prosecute more than 1,100 felony cases in Manhattan. This represents a 35% increase in felony cases that the district attorney's office has declined to prosecute compared to 2019, when prosecutors declined to prosecute fewer than 830 felony cases. Even in felony cases where Bragg's office did prosecute suspects, only about half were convicted, and just 1,210 suspects convicted received a prison sentence. Video: man attacks unsuspecting victim from behind with baseball bat in NYC. Video: moped muggers, crooks drag woman by necklace on NYC. Alvin Bragg's radical pro-crime, anti-victim policies have led to an increase in violent crime in New York City, Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Jim Jordan, RO, said on social media earlier this week, previewing the GOP's upcoming hearing. Related: NYC smash and grab, over $200,000 of Hermes bags stolen.